Good morning. It's 8:11 a.m. on August 30th. It's the 30th today. I named the file yesterday the 30th before I uploaded it, so I'm going to run into problems when I try to name this file the 30th, but I'll fix yesterday's file. So yeah, today I'm thinking about old stuff. I was listening to Coverville and the Boys of Summer cover that the Hooters did, and the Don Henley song was bringing back 17:17 for the first mile. Yay me. It was bringing back memories of summers. And I think part of it is that it struck a resonant chord with me this morning, because I was talking about the end of summer, and the end of summer in a variety of ways, not the least of which is the actual end of summer, but also the end of a certain amount of innocence and youth. And here on the cusp of the ragged edge of summer now, still, with the trees beginning to turn yellow, the days becoming a bit less heated, the nights becoming quite delightfully cool, I'm taken back to some of those other summers that I spent. It's interesting, I have a hard time pulling summer out once I left home, once I became a member of the U.S. Coast Guard. Summer had very little meaning other than what missions might be likely: search and rescue, the weather-related phenomenon. And for that, as much winter as summer comes to mind. Summer in Kodiak was glorious. I don't really think of it very much as summer. Not in the way that Don Henley talks about summer. Car coming. He's waiting for me. Let me get out of the way. Camping out, hanging out with the guys, abusing my body severely on various fronts. But summer before that, the summers that I spent in the factory, summers that I spent the summer, I only spent one summer on a fishing boat as a deckhand. Good morning. That summer was glorious. It was the summer, I think if I remember correctly, the summer after my senior year of high school. And I worked two different boats that summer. The Virginia M, I think. And then the Minket. Oh, this is odd. Stray dog. Hello, stray dog. Before that, the high school summers. Summers where many things were possible. Summers where life was both grand and grungy. summers where hot sun met hot blood. And at least in my case, left little to no outlet. Working in the factory helped to a certain extent in that it got me away from the house. Up until that point, I spent most of my summers weeding monstrously large vegetable patches by hand, something on the order of a couple of acres in the morning. And I learned very soon that broiling sun and hot dirt were not anything that I ever wanted to play with in terms of a life's work. Now, working in the factory gave me some interesting perspectives, not the least of which is that it allowed me to see my father in a way that I didn't see him around the house, that I could observe him in what was really his natural environment, as opposed to the artificial constraints imposed upon him by being at home with wife and family, which is an interesting way to think about it, and not one that I had actually mentioned before this, or probably never really thought about much. So it was an interesting time for me, not the least of which was I got some money out of it, and I got to do some things that I wasn't able to do otherwise. But the Henley song about "I Still See You" brown hair gleaming in the morning sun, sunglasses on. I still see you. There was a kind of awkward. Guy on his riding mower just across the street, riding right along with me. Turn here in a minute. I'm going to go straight, so that's okay. So there's this idea of youth and beauty, love, a romantic ideal of summer romance where there are no outside forces really. The demands of school and work taken away by vacation, being away, being in a different locale, being able to put on a different mask in a way, being able to wear a different face, a face that you can experiment with, that you can play with, that you can do things with that you can't do with your regular face. Because your regular face is what you wear when you're at home with the wife and kids. My love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer have gone. It's a very kind of working class song, song about how the people who are left behind after the summer is over, the people who were there all year long, the people who are always there, the people who make the place what it is so that other people can come and visit the resort communities where a few people actually make their lives there year-round. A few people actually cope with the boarded-up shops 8 months out of the year, who are part of the townies, the small group who know what the off-season looks like, what the off-season smells like. It smells like fall. It smells like winter. Up in the mountains, up in the Rockies, there are places that are only open in the winter. So you go there in the summertime and shops are closed, but you can, you can rent a timeshare for very little money for a weekend, probably even a week. More people out this time of day. Walk past a couple of kids on their way to school so far. I think a couple of them are going to be late given the time, but that's okay. Summer hasn't released its hold yet. There's still a few days. And then even after Labor Day, even after this weekend that marks the unofficial end of summer, a summer that for some kids, mine, ended when school started a week ago or more. There'll still be hot days, there'll still be 80 degree weather here. If I miss anything besides the ocean, it's that demarcation of seasons that is so much more evident in more temperate climes. Morning. Good morning. Lady with some happy dogs. So I think of all the things I might have been, all the paths I could have walked. It's part of, I think, thinking about my memoirs. Why would I ever write them? But it's got me at least thinking about some of the things that I've done. And part of that is thinking about some of the things that I didn't do. Morning. Being a writer was one of the things that I never thought I would do. And to be at this stage in my life and to be one. Heady stuff. But I'll never be an astronaut. If they send a writer into space, it will be a younger one. And probably rightly so. I'll never see Mars, except through the TV screen. I probably will never see the other side of the Pacific Ocean, or the Atlantic for that matter. And while it's not too late, the probabilities of it occurring are vanishingly small and diminishing daily. In large part because I don't have the will to make it happen. Which is really the only obstacle, truly, and one that I recognize. There are other things. I'll never be a dancer. I don't know that I ever could have been a dancer, but the thought of body flowing to music, carving space, making meaning out of chaos in a way. In some case, some ways that's what Tai Chi is like dancing without music. Dancing to the music in your body, to the music of the spheres. I could be a painter, I suppose. An artist, graphic rather than word. Although, I'm not sure that that's something that I want to sacrifice writing time for. And at this point, everything is kind of a sacrifice to writing time. Even though I'm not actually putting words on paper, even though I'm just grinding this silly book to try to get it into shape so that I can actually release it. It's a wonderful book, don't get me wrong. I'm very pleased with the story. Every story I put out, I try to do better. I try to make it richer. I try to tell a more compelling story. I try to do it better. And I quite often, quite frankly, I'm not sure when I've got it done that I've done it. And in this case, there's a certain amount of doubt, but the beta readers assure me that my doubt is unfounded. So I'm quite pleased with the result. Now, if I could just get it out to the wider audience. Break the log jam of editing, procrastination, rationalization, whatever else may be standing in my shoes. So, yeah, it's kind of a contemplative day today. I still see you. Long hair gleaming, golden sun. Sunglasses on. Yeah. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And I will talk to you then. 18 minutes, 2 seconds lap times. Not bad. Not bad. I'll take it. Until tomorrow then.